Hi, welcome to Budget Gardening. My name is Jason. I'll be instructing you on how to do your gardening on a budget. First time expenses may seem like a lot, but really in the long run, you'll be saving money. Welcome back. I want to talk about grow bags part two today. Notice that it's a top hitting one as well as the websites, which I did a part two of. Now, these grow bags, I go to Lowe's to get my landscape fabric. It's called Stay Green, STA-Green, Ultimate Landscape Fabric. It's 3 feet by 50 feet. You can get about 250 6-inch pots out of it if you cut it pretty good, about 250. 1-inch, 1-gallon pots, you're looking at, you know, considerably less. I think it's about 75 1-gallon pots. So there's that. The fabric I use, the thread that I use is the Coates and Clark Outdoor 200 yard thread. It's polyester, it's UV treated and moisture resistant, so it works well on the fabric. Whatever you do, don't get that normal landscape fabric. It will not work. It's like trying to sew into paper. It's not a real, it's fabric, but it's more of a paper fabric. It will not work. That's why I go with this Ultimate Landscape Fabrics. And these pots will last you for years. I think I've already had mine for 2-3 years and they work excellent. As long as you wash them out and take care of them, no problems. You won't be dealing with any sort of plastic. It's 1998 a roll. So you figure $20 for 250 pots is not bad. And you're letting the moisture and oxygen into those roots. So it works excellent. So the way I do it is I'm going to tell you about a size six inch pot, and then I'm going to tell you about the 1 gallon. So the 6-incher I cut at 14 by 7, so 14 long, 7 deep. Once I cut that out, I use the things for sawing with the circle. I forget the name of it, but I use my wife's cutting tool to cut this fabric. Works excellent. No worries. You can use scissors too. All depends. I use a yardstick and my wife's cutting mat because it's 3 feet wide. So it gives me good. I can get the depths that I need. So with the 6-incher, once I cut it, I go down about 1/4 inch on one side. I always have the black on the inside and the brown facing out. So I roll over the brown onto the black about 1/4 inch. And I clip it and then sew it. So you're not having that frayed edge where it will fray, tear apart, whatever. You're sort of giving it reinforcement there. And I sew right in the middle of that 1/4 inch to keep it intact. Once I'm done with that, I take it and I fold it in half. As you fold in half, I always have, like I said, black side out, brown side inside. When I'm sewing, and I do another 1/4 inch along the edge. You're not gonna be sewing the part that you just did, but you're gonna start there at the line that you just made, and then you go down, and then you're gonna have the bottom, which will be a frayed end or a non-sewn end, and you're gonna sew the bottom too. So now you end up with a pocket. What you do then is you take it, you put your hand inside, and you fold down in the middle, you should now have something that looks like a triangle. Okay? So you have the triangle, and you'll see you're going to have the triangles there. I eyeball it now. I used to mark them out. I eyeball it now just because I've been doing it for so long. But you're going to come down roughly 2.5 inches, and you're going to shoot a straight line across one triangle. Okay? You're going to flip it over and shoot another line across that other triangle. It's simple. I hopefully will be posting a video on this, and I will link to it. So now your grow bag is complete. And then what I do is I put my hand in there. You're going to have two flaps, all right? Two triangular flaps there. What I do is I just take it and I pull it inside out. So now my brown's facing towards me, and you should have yourself a pot. Now the same thing goes with the 1 gallon. The 1 gallon, you're going to want to cut at 24 inches long by 12 inches deep, and then do the same thing with the sewing. You're going to get about 75 1 gallons out of it, I believe, and about 250 of the 6-inch pots. So like I said, you won't be buying pots or anything. They're reusable. You can give them to friends. Have your friends give them back. You don't have to worry about going out and buying more plastic pots the next year. Especially seeing as how plastic pots break and people throw them away. Nobody cares about them very much. They think they're just going to buy more plants next year. So why worry about them? But these cloth ones are nice. They hold up well. You can water from the bottom. The water seeps right up through. You can put a fan on your plants as you're growing your seeds. And that will send that oxygen right through that fabric, to those roots. The nice thing about them is they air prune, the plants do. So you'll see that the roots will actually start to come through this fabric, whether it be the bottom or the sides, but you'll see the roots coming through. Those roots will dry up and die as they're coming out, but on the inside, that same root has put out more roots on the inside. So you're actually helping it more by supplying that oxygen, that water. The roots are self-pruning, and you got the roots are they're not dead inside. It's just that one little piece of root. The rest of it's growing well on the inside. They don't bind up. You won't see that circular root binding that they get when you pull them out of the other pots. These sort of, they bind within the soil more. It's a strange thing. They're not going to the outside, trying to grow to the outside. They're not, when you get them, they're that tight white root system in there. These, they don't do that. It's growing more within the soil than hitting the outside, because you are supplying the oxygen from the from that fabric. The fabric's letting in the oxygen, so it's actually growing with inside the soil, and you end up with a real nice tight mass, and it's easier to break up when you do go to plant. Water infiltration, excellent. Air circulation, excellent. The roots, like I said, non-binding. So, and if they do bind, they're growing them within the soil. So these grow bags are a real neat thing. And the price that you pay to go buy your own is, or if you were to buy them, it's not worth the money. You can, like I said, make your own. Save yourself a ton of bucks. When you go to these websites, even like I was just checking out Amazon. Amazon, pretty expensive for these grow bags. You don't get the sizes that you want. Here you can make any size that you need. You're making your own, so you need an 8-inch pot, you need a 10-inch pot, you need a 12-inch pot. If you need a 2-inch pot, I've made them 2 inches. You know, they're tiny, but you get to do what you want. You're not subjected to crappy landscape fabric. You're getting what you need, the best you can get. And they survive. The bags, they survive. You're not getting... I was, like I said, when I was looking, looks like they use bubble gum and the real chintzy landscape fabric, put them together. And they're charging pretty much an arm and a leg to get them. Here, you like 250 pots per roll of 6 inches. If you're going over 6 inches, you know, if you're doing a patio garden or a balcony garden, or you know, your small space, you can do the 12-inch pots. You can do 24-inch pot. It doesn't matter. You know, you're getting what you need. These places that sell them are just looking to make that money, whereas you're just looking to grow your own. So the best bet, like I said, is to buy that Stay Green. I believe it's a Stay Green. Yep. Stay Green Ultimate Landscape Fabric. And the Coats and Clark Outdoor 200-yard thread. Like I said, it's UV and water resistant. Moisture resistant. So it's not going to break down on you in a day, or week, month. It'll be there for as long as you need it. If you're still using the black plastic, and you know how hard those will tear up on you in a second if you manhandle them too much. So these grow bags are the way to go. I hope to be posting a video of how to make them and the plantings that I've done. So I will catch you at another time, and hope you have a good one.